This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Angry Al hails from Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. He's easily in his 70s. Maybe
which
even
is
80s.
Evident by why he can't push the door open.
It's a light door now, Al. I mean, this guy's a problem.
Angry Al is here. He's wearing his Cowboys hat.
Yeah, and his shirt.
Cowboys t-shirt. Nice. Put your headphones on there, Angry Al. Nice brown shirt. How are you, Al?
All right. How you guys doing?
Well, we're good, brother.
Good before you ruined our show. Yeah, you can talk into the microphone. That'd be great. It's
talking
right
to the microphone.
You. There you go. Yeah.
All right.
There's no boom mic here. Yeah, they're not over hanging over the top of your head.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk into that mic.
Yeah, he caused the traffic jam.
Who did?
Johnny Marks.
What? How was that?
I was flowing. And he goes, Chuck and Al be here within minutes. And all the brake lights went on.
Or this is common traffic in Philadelphia, and you ran into it. It's what I deal with every day.
Yeah, but I haven't been in the city for a while.
You have not? Because you were from the great town of Bryn Mawr.
Yeah, originally. I live in Norristown.
Now you're in Norristown.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Angry Al, how are you feeling today? You confident?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a confident, inspiring
stuff. Well, no, I'm real confident. First of all, your boy said it the best. He's 8-3 against you guys.
All right, but don't use all your stuff now.
Okay.
All right. Because joining us right now, a heavy favorite today in the cage match, Ike Reese.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Mount Airy, the number one caller on the Marks and Reese show. His name is Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck.
Stole his nickname.
Chuck from Mount Airy joins us wearing the Chuck from Do It for Chuck from Mount Airy hoodie.
Yeah.
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Johnny Marks? What's up, Johnny?
Well, listen.
Ike. What up, Chuck?
Angry Al.
Stole your nickname from Phil.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, it did. So,
Phil
listen,
from Mount Airy.
Phil from Mount Airy.
I don't know who that is.
He's an OG sports radio WIP caller that actually – that transitioned into being a host.
Yes.
On a sports radio station in town. So,
Chuck is on his way.
Which is an aspiration for the number one caller on the Marks and Reese show.
Well, thank you, Phil. Appreciate you. That's
right. He's an OG.
Yeah, I appreciate you setting the bar for us.
There you go.
For me.
All right. Well, so let's try to keep each answer around a minute. And I know you guys are going to yell at each other, but like yelling each other the whole time, it would be difficult. So we're going to start with Angry Al. Angry Al, why are you a Dallas Cowboy fan living in the Philadelphia area?
No, seriously. When I was a kid, this
Al.
You want me to be for real, for real?
Would you come on?
Okay. Philadelphia used to be one of the most racist cities in
there we go.
Okay. And my dad happened to serve with Bullet Bob Hayes, who was one of the first brothers to get a contract in the NFL, and he was a wide receiver for the Cowboys. My dad liked him, and if it was good enough for my dad, the best man I ever know, it's good enough for me.
Right.
And I could care less what any of you Eagles fans say. Like I just told
I was hoping you'd say you like the star and Roger Staubach, but that's definitely a more complex answer.
You hear why his reasoning of not being an Eagles fan?
Mm-hmm.
It's because what's going on in Philadelphia. $3,400 out.
Not what he likes about Dallas. You know what I mean? Not what he likes about Dallas, but what's going on in Philadelphia.
Why does Leonard Toso owe you $3,400, Angry?
For
services provided?
Yes, plowing and stuff like that years ago, and he refused to pay, and that started my hatred for the Eagles.
All right, well, Chuck from Mount Airy, your thoughts on Philadelphia Cowboys fans like Gangriel?
Well, I think that they are a complete total worse, and I think they got a mental problem.
You know, never lived in Philadelphia.
They actually live in this area and actually cheer for a team that's beneath the Eagles. To me, it's just absurd. I don't get it. You know what I mean? You got a team here, the top of the – you got a top organization. Yeah, beneath the Eagles, absolutely.
Last time I checked, the record is 70-50.
70-50 what?
Is that the overall record?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Y'all would have to sweep the Cowboys for the next 10 years.
Let me tell you something.
To even get close.
Angry Al, we owned y'all.
Back up off
and
you,
we owned
man.
Y'all in the early 2000s.
You don't
we
own
y'all now.
Who's we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
We owned y'all. We owned y'all in the early 2000s.
Who's we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
When Andy Reid was here, you know
it.
We won the NFC Championship game at the NFC Championship game. Your team is
man, my grandkid will beat you at Tiddlywinks.
Yeah, your team is chumps. That's why your ass came late today. Mm-hmm. You know the reason why you came late today?
I came late.
You came late because you had to face Chuck from out there.
Yo,
and let me tell you something.
I'm here,
the reason
ain't
why you, and your team gonna come late
yeah,
on Sunday.
I wanted to give you I wanted to give you a chance to eat some of them tasty cakes.
Yeah, you a can yeah, you a, you ain't nothing but a peanut butter candy cake. That's what you are.
Oh wow.
See,
God,
I'm
right
old here. Enough. I'm old enough to know that they were originally peanut butter.
Who cares how old you are?
Candy cakes.
Who cares how old you are? You're old enough to know the Cowboys trash, too.
All right. Well, Angry Al, make your case for the game on Sunday. You believe the Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles.
Yeah, I do.
Make the case for it.
Tight ends.
Mm.
Ferguson's going to eat them up.
Mm.
And then what's his name? Turpin.
Mm-hmm. Devontae.
Yeah. Everybody's been overlooking him all season long. Y'all going to get burned by the pass.
Turner?
Y'all going to get burned by the pass.
Mm. All right.
So here's what I want.
Yeah,
here's what I want.
Boy Hill even said it. You need linebackers.
Yeah. I'm looking at this.
Ike, you ready to suit up?
No, I got nothing left in me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me ask you guys something, because I look at this and I think the biggest difference is the quarterback play.
Yes.
So here's where the game usually come down to. Now, Chuck, I need to hear why we're going to win because Jalen Hurts is our quarterback versus Dak Prescott.
Jalen is a season winner. Simple as that. And the thing about I love about Jalen is throughout the whole game, he stays the same. We had quarterbacks in the past that would start flipping out when things weren't going right. But when Jalen, things go bad, and I think that's important. It's overlooked. The team can look at him and see how calm he is, even when things aren't going right, and say, you know, we can still weather this storm. Dak don't got that. Mm. Jalen got it. And he showed you last year he had it.
Mm-hmm.
This is why he went further than Dak in a shorter amount of time. We got a winner here.
Now, I will agree that I believe Jalen is the better quarterback. But, Angry Al, Dak has a 8-3 record against the Eagles, so I'm sure that has to make Cowboy fans confident going into this game that Dak usually plays well against the Eagles.
Well, it's one of the reasons I'm more confident this week. There's no way in the world I'm going to try to sit here and tell you that Dak Prescott is as good as Jalen.
Dak is ass.
You know how I feel
yes,
about Dak.
Yes, he's always been honest about how he feels about Dak.
I got mad when they drafted him, so
He's never been a
there
Dak fan. Yeah,
but that doesn't change the fact that he's owned y'all. Mm. Whatever the reason may be, just like people
that
were talking about.
Sunday.
Okay, change is about to come. So you say, you know, have you tell it? But until that happens, he's 8-3.
Ask Jerry Jones how good Jalen Hurts is.
I'm sure he knows how. See, you're arguing, you're preaching to the choir. I already said that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay,
that,
yeah, you can't. So Jerry, you can't keep repeating the same old line.
Yeah, well, Jerry said he wanted Jalen. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of teams.
I'm not just. I'm speaking of all the Cowboys fans.
He would rather have Jalen too.
Yeah,
he's not like.
But see, this thing is
he's a realist Cowboy fan.
This thing is deeper than Angry Al.
I ain't Marlin, and I ain't Cowboy Jim.
I'm speaking to all you cockroaches out there, you punks out there. Mm. What I'm saying is that
your quarterback
will never amount to our quarterback. Your team will never amount to ours. And come Sunday,
last time I checked, Cowboys got 5 trophies.
Yeah, yeah, they keep saying that. What does that mean now?
It means
you
they got 4
that.
More.
They got 5 trophies.
It means they got 4 more than y'all got. That's
that
what
was
it
in
mean.
The 90s. You
it
keep teasing that, bringing that
four
up.
More than
we got
what?
One, and we just went to one last year.
Here's
I'm
what
telling
it means.
You, bringing up the 5 stupid trophies
here's
that
what
y'all
it means.
Got. You can take those 5 stupid trophies and throw them in the Schuylkill. How
all
about
right.
that?
I experienced.
Because they're not here no more.
I experienced my team having 5 championships. You've only experienced it once, and you'll be dead before it happens again.
And let me tell you something.
How about that? Anybody else, 21 Eagles fans, y'all listening?
When you experienced
be dead
it,
before they win a Super Bowl
did you go
Bowl
to any
again?
Of the parades in Texas? And don't lie.
Excuse me?
Did you go to, excuse me, you need listen, you mean do it in sign language for you? Did you go to any of the parades in Texas when y'all won a Super Bowl?
Nope.
Hell no. Thank you.
Nope.
Just like I thought. Nah. You are fraud.
You're
that's
fraud.
What you are. You're fraud.
Yeah,
a cowboy
check,
fraud.
I go to work and earn my paycheck, and I buy whatever I want.
Nah,
if
nah,
I want,
nah.
You want me to wear some Eagles gear? I told you out there, buy me some Eagles gear.
I ain't buying you nothing.
Well, then you ain't going to see me as no Eagles fan.
Go in and sink in the river with that cowboy stuff.
Well, Angry Al, as we wrap this up here, there's been talk that you really want to be an Eagle fan, and I think a lot of our listeners, and we certainly feel like that. That you're following along with everybody else at home.
No.
So I'd like to extend the invitation. I know that you say you're a lifelong Cowboys fan.
No, it's
but
like
still,
I
it's not,
said
it's not
about
too
the
late.
Phillies. I ain't giving up my squad. No. Mm. And I don't run around going we because I didn't fumble nothing or pass nothing or do nothing.
Chuck, would you accept Angry Allen into being an Eagle fan if he wanted
first
to be?
First of all, if I wanted to be an Eagles fan, I definitely don't need his acceptance.
Yeah, you need my acceptance.
After you
wash the stench off him,
yeah.
You got to wash your Cowboy stench off
come
him
on,
in the Schuylkill, and then he can become an Eagles fan.
Yeah, relax. Relax over there.
Dip him in the Schuylkill.
Yo, lift your chair
and
up
wash
a little bit
and
so
wash
you can reach
up.
The mic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you, 2 inches taller than Johnny Moore?
Yeah. Here we go, insults. Now insults starting. With that old-ass suede jacket you got on. That old suede jacket you got on. Who wore that? Troy Aikman? Troy Aikman wore that old suede jacket you got on?
We can see how little you really are.
Let's talk about those little stupid things. Those little stupid hookers you got on.
Save that.
Yeah, come on, man.
Mm,
I thought you
that.
Was an old white man from West Virginia.
Yeah,
when
everybody
when
thinks
you
I'm
talking
an old
radio,
white man.
You a chump. That's
shows
what you
how
are.
Much you know.
That's you a chump.
All right,
that's
well,
what you
there,
are.
There you have it.
Take that old jacket off.
Yeah.
Go well, tell Troy Aikman put it on.
Take that fake hoodie off. Do
nah,
it
this
for stuff, Chuck
just do it for
there.
Chuck from out there, baby.
Wouldn't
this,
even give
this
him
the
a
hottest thing. This the hottest thing in the world right now. I ain't taking this off, bro.
Nah.
Not at all.
I PhillyGoat.com. T-shirt. Oh, you can't do a T-shirt. You a Dallas fan. Oh, I'm going to give you some free advertisement.
Oh, all right. I don't need your advertisement.
Yeah, you don't need nothing from me. You got that right.
Yeah, go ride your drone that you're trying to get up there off the ground somewhere. I ain't trying
to. All right, so prediction for the game, Angry Al.
28-13. How about them Cowboys?
28-13, Chuck.
I'm going 35-17.
In your dream. Wake up from that dream. Wake up from that dream.
Eagles. That's what we doing.
That was weak. I could do a better Eagles chant than that.
Give it to me, Al.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Hey, look at this Eagles. Cowboy fan. He's an Eagles fan. Told you. Look at him. Deep down, we got it out of him.
All right,
fan.
There we have it. Angry Al and Chuck from Mount Airy. They battled it out. I don't know what they were battling, but they battled it out.
That was entertaining.
There you go. All right, coming back, your reaction, your phone calls, Marks and Reese text line, all the above's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, it's Saturday, 2 days away. Join me and Brett Selleck. Ambler Beverage Exchange for WIP's Tailgate Tour. It's sponsored by Miller Lite. Tailgate games, prizes, and you're registering to win WIP's Ultimate Home Gating Giveaway. That's me and Brent Selleck watching a game at your home, a Weber Grill, 55-inch TV. That's all courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And then celebrity chef, our buddy Chad Rosenthal from the Lucky Well, is going to cook at your home. He's also going to be there Saturday cooking for us this Saturday. Ambler Beverage Exchange. Me and Brent Selleck. Go to 94WIP.com. It tastes like Miller Time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly.